the habit of trying to get somewhere runs really deep. Like we're trying to milk the moment to squeeze something from this experience. But it's okay to relax. It's okay in this moment to let go of notions of progress. Deepening, to let go of ideas of insight and concentration, we can trust in the logic of the practice. Rather than squeeze something from the moment, we offer our heart to the moment. The mind doing the work of knowing. Maybe the breath or body is prominent in experience. whatever we're noticing in experience. We offer our awareness with no strings attached. We're not trying to pay attention to get somewhere else. to really open to even a moment of challenge is an act of true courage. Yes, it takes courage. But we also tend to underestimate the capacity of our hearts. forgetfulness is not your fault. Awareness is not your achievement. Just stay simple, relaxed, wise. I almost said at the end of that meditation, who cares about our stupid lives? But I don't know how that sounds to you. There's a way in which practice both it deepens our care about our lives, and it also they also just feel kind of less lighter and so we have time for a few questions, if there are any. Yeah, please. Yeah, maybe I can write a note and at the end or we can chat. In part just to stay, for this day, but my general feeling is that you kind of read a bit and then practice, and then that like makes the ground fertile again for more. But there's the general tendency of just trying to sort of pour more teachings into the ground is only, it's only modestly helpful. And so I do find the study and reading's been helpful for sure. It kind of reaches a critical threshold, and then it's like, all right, I just need to be quiet for some weeks or months or whatever. And please. Let me ask, what does that mean to you? What does that connote to you?
Well, as I've heard your teachings, both of you, I'm kind of taking that up literally in my meditation and walking around. Oh, this is being seen. This can be known. So using the phrases.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And being known. So this can be known. Just wondering what that note in your on the ground practice, what does that function?
Yeah. 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 You want to say something to that, Alexis?
Give it a first shot.
I'm not afraid to answer, but I...
Set up.
You know, part of what I was alluding to when I was kind of joking about who cares about our stupid lives is when we're in the melodrama of self and world, we're not abiding in knowing, as you're describing. We're kind of identified with the various sights and sounds and feelings, and when we're identified, it a kind of claustrophobia is inevitable. Like, we just get, there's this sense of being hunkered down and a little bit fighting for our lives, even when it's not a very threatening situation, but it feels like we're in some kind of tussle with the human condition. And for something to be known, and I love the way you were talking about it, this is being known. Sights are being known. Envy is being known. That is a way, actually, of moving from our life as things and people and places and history and past and drama and hope and fear into a life of sense experience. You know, that life is sense experience. Sense experience being known moment by moment. And that when we rest and when we spend more and more time resting in that sense of life is like what's happening. Like, my life isn't there. It's not in the car, you know, when I go home. It's not my job. It's not being a meditation teacher. It's not all these things. It's like, it's the flow of arising and passing experience. Like, that's my life. And to contact that, we drop into this flow of knowing, of experience being known. And that both makes us, it takes us out of the world, and it puts us into deep intimacy with it. It's subtle, but simple. Some objects it's harder to know. It's harder to really see when we're knowing versus when we're being identified. That distinction takes some time to crystallize, especially with thought. But over time, we develop a kind of taste for living in awareness, and there's a kind of a certain sense of ease and freedom and refuge that we can drop into in almost any moment, it seems.
Yeah, I love that you had to say. And to me, it's like a very simple little shift that happens when we, you know, our normal state of experiencing our life tends to be a little bit like a dream. We're not really awake to what's happening. And when we, you know, a moment of waking up is recognizing what's happening. So we can be caught in envy, in fear, in anxiety. And that little bit of shift of envy being known is that whole transition of waking up. And it's that language, sometimes language, you know, and when I would report to Saito Utejaniya, he would oftentimes encourage the use of words that, even though it's a little bit artificial, like, you know, the mind got distracted or the mind was, to actually say it, because it's a little bit more close to what's actually happening than our tendency, which is to just say, I am envious, I am angry. And when we say that, there's already an extra involvement with the experience. So even though that's, we would say it's a little bit on the intellectual understanding, in the Dharma that there are these levels of knowledge, right? So there is knowledge that comes in that we hear and read. We hear right view and it kind of resonates a little bit, so we start to take it in. Then we think about it and go, oh yeah, that sort of makes sense. And we have that level of understanding. And then there's a level of understanding that is really our direct experience. And that's our practice, when we really see the nature of different phenomenon, you know, mind states, emotions, we really do see it as, oh, this is an experience and it's being known. And we're all going to have our own language. So, you know, it doesn't, there's nothing magical about, you know, this being known. So you want to play with, you know, language for yourself, what resonates in terms of the experience as the mind wakes up to what's here. Is it anger being known, or this is the way it is a phrase that's often used. It's like this, anger is like this, envy is like this. And what it does is every time you use a phrase that's more in line with right view, that brings in wholesome states of mind. The mind inclines towards more stability. Every time we're more identified, which is what the Buddha was pointing to, as far as why we suffer, is we cling and attach and get involved in, entangled in this ever-changing, mostly out-of-control process. And when we're with it in a way that's clearly seeing, there's a sense of freedom. I can be with the full range of emotions when they're simply being known. And I really do, it's amazing sometimes being caught in something and all it takes is remembering what it is that I'm caught in, and it's now something that's, there's the mindfulness and it's seeing this experience. The mindfulness seeing whatever is there versus being completely caught in the grip of the thing. So we all have our own kind of ways of exploring, you know, language that's supportive in terms of really being with the actual experience. Yeah.
So, oh, we should stop. Let's see, there are, some of you have practice discussions at 9:30 or 10:45, and if you're at 9:30, you can just go ahead and make your way into the rooms at that time. And at 10:45, it's possible the groups might run over a few minutes, but we'll open the door when it's time for that. Today the schedule is almost the same, but the 7:45 sit begins at 7:30. And there will be some announcements there relating to the closing of the retreat, and so the 7:45 bell ringer, who's that? Okay, Tori. What's your name? Tori, okay. If you could ring 15 minutes early, so I guess 7:22 or something in that range, that'd be great. And if everybody could come to that sitting. So, yeah, we have a day together. I kind of said just slog your way through the first day, but now it's our last day. So, yeah, you're doing great. You're doing great, really. There is like some real momentum, Hold the container, keep the sincerity of the intention, and we'll see what unfolds.